Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're unpacking something you probably see all the time, but maybe don't think twice about.
Right.
Forklifts. We're diving into the surprising and often, well, chaotic world of forklifts today.
It's fascinating, isn't it? These machines are absolutely essential. You see them everywhere: warehouses, delivery centers, loading docks. They're the backbone.
Totally. Yeah. Built for serious work, heavy lifting.
Exactly. Huge power, usually precision. But things can go sideways when that power gets, let's say, misdirected.
That's what we're looking at. We've got sources detailing some pretty memorable moments. The original article calls them the funniest fights, but, you know, accidents themselves aren't funny.
No, definitely not. Yeah. Safety's paramount.
But the videos sometimes show the operator, well, as the source puts it, looking like a ripe plonker, which can be kind of amusing for viewers, let's be honest.
There's that element of disbelief, perhaps.
Yeah. So our mission today is to explore what happens when these machines go a bit bonkers and seem to fight the world. Get ready. So here's where it gets really interesting. We found several cases where forklifts became these, like, unexpected tools of justice, or sometimes just agents of pure chaos.
It's that repurposed power I mentioned. These things are designed to lift tons. That sheer brute force, when applied differently, well, it's formidable.
For better or worse, right.
Exactly. Human intent behind the machine changes everything.
Okay, first example. Forklift versus trespasser and his car. Picture this. An English farmer, totally fed up with someone trespassing, car and all.
You could just imagine the frustration building up.
So what does he do? He doesn't call the police. Nope. He fires up the old forklift, decides to take matters into his own hands.
And the description is vivid. He lifts the car, the trespasser's car, off its rear wheels.
While the owner's right there, helplessly kicking the forklift. Can you imagine?
Utterly powerless against the machine. And then...
then the farmer drives the forklift into the side of the car, pushes it right out of his driveway.
No messing around.
And dumps it on the side of the motorway, just unceremoniously.
Wow. That's definitely an extreme reaction, born from sheer frustration, clearly. The intent is unmistakable.
Talk about sending a message. But okay, not all interventions are quite that destructive. There's another one. Forklift versus problem car. More precise, this one.
Ah, yes. The illegally parked car scenario and obstruction.
Right. But instead of rage, you get skill. A really skilled operator.
This one shows incredible finesse, actually. The operator skillfully, almost casually, picks up the offending car.
Lifts it clean up.
And moves it across the carriageway. But the amazing part.
Go on.
He deposits it perfectly between two other cars. Like, better parallel parking than most people could manage.
No way.
Seriously. And the source says, without leaving so much as a scratch on the boot.
That's incredible. Unexpected artistry with a forklift, creative problem solving, I guess.
Definitely shows the potential for precision, even in unusual situations.
All right, then there's forklifts versus a crook's car. Bit more dramatic. Crook's trying to make a getaway.
This sounds like spontaneous defense.
Yeah, the source says a dedicated team of watchful employees saw what was happening.
And they jumped into action.
With their forklifts, used them to literally block the getaway car.
So it's a group effort.
Yeah.
Using the tools they had right there for security.
Yeah.
That's quick thinking.
Pretty resourceful. Okay, but if you thought the farmer was extreme, let's talk forklift versus Lexus SUV.
Oh dear, this sounds bad.
This is pure destruction. The source calls the operator a nutter who goes berserk. He absolutely destroys this Lexus.
How? What does he do?
Starts by taking out the rear windshield, then lifts the car from the back. But that's just the start.
It gets worse.
Oh, yeah. He then smashes both side windows, uses the forks to lift the whole car way up, then starts stabbing through the doors with the forks, tries to crush the car.
Good grief. That's not just frustration. That's deliberate demolition.
And the source adds, his mates must know he's lost his marbles, as they all stand around encouraging him and videotaping.
Wow. That really raises some serious points, doesn't it?
Right.
About the line between a tool and a weapon when destructive intent takes over. The level of violence against the object is quite stark.
Absolutely chilling, in a way. Okay, let's shift gears now from intentional mayhem.
To accidental mayhem.
Exactly. To some truly spectacular oops moments. These next ones show what happens when operators maybe have a bad day or perhaps a temporary disagreement with physics.
Well, it connects back to the bigger picture, right?
Mm-hmm.
Despite how tough they are, forklifts follow the laws of physics like anything else.
Sure.
And even small miscalculations, tiny lapses in attention. They can lead to big, sometimes comical, consequences. It really shows why training and focus are so crucial. Nonstop vigilance, really.
Couldn't agree more. So first up in the oops category, forklift versus fish.
Fish, okay, I'm intrigued.
The source calls the operator a chinless wonder, which is a bit harsh, but anyway. He's trying to load these huge crates of fresh seafood onto a lorry.
Okay, seems standard enough.
Yeah, a straightforward move, just scooping up three pallets. But
yeah, there's always a but.
He leaves the boom, the lift part, just a little too high.
Ah, catches the top of the lorry.
Exactly. Catches the top, tips the whole crate over, right on top of the lift, and the operator.
Oh, no.
So wetter, fish, the container, everything spills everywhere. A massive, fishy, slippery mess.
What a costly oversight. And probably quite smelly, too. Cleaning that up must have been awful.
Mm-hmm.
Highlights how a basic error can cascade.
Then there's forklift versus pole. This one is just baffling. Source calls it a simple cock-up.
Okay.
Imagine a huge warehouse, loads of space, plenty of room to maneuver.
Right. Wide open.
And there's just one single pillar to avoid. Just one.
Should be easy enough.
You'd think. He drives straight into it.
Straight into the only obstacle.
Bang. And the weirdest part, his reaction. The source says he doesn't seem pissed, but he's not quite all there, is he?
Huh. Like he wasn't even paying attention.
Seems like it. And then he just drives away.
That's just strange. In such a big space, it really suggests distraction or maybe just a complete lack of awareness in that moment. Hard to explain, really.
Definitely odd. Okay, this next one might be relatable. Forklift versus the door.
Let me guess.
You know how it is, sometimes a long day at the warehouse leaves you feeling a bit gammy, as the source says. You just want some fresh air.
Sure, get outside for a minute.
So this operator gets behind the wheel, maybe thinking, I'll just pop outside for a quick spin around the yard, get some wind in my hair.
Sounds reasonable.
Except for one crucial step.
Oh, the door.
He forgot to open the door first.
Oh, no. Drove straight through it.
Yep. Forklift versus closed door. Door loses.
Classic example of how fatigue or just a simple mental lapse, a moment of autopilot, can lead directly to property damage. Easy mistake to make when you're tired, but costly.
For sure. And speaking of questionable decisions, forklift versus gravity. Boredom seems to be the culprit here.
Boredom and heavy machinery. Rarely a good mix.
Right. Loading box after box, hour after hour. You might get tempted to, you know, liven things up, do some stunts.
Uh-oh.
This operator decides to do a couple of pirouettes on the loader. Looks pretty chuffed with himself, apparently.
Show Ann off a bit.
Yeah, but as he picks up speed...
He loses control.
Predictably, yes. Ends up looking, quote, quite the wanker when things go wrong.
Well, that emphasizes the danger, doesn't it?
Hmm.
Using industrial equipment for tricks. These things are built for stability with loads, not for spinning around empty.
Yeah.
You're basically challenging the entire safety design. Very risky.
Seems incredibly reckless. And finally in this category, forklift versus tarmac. Sometimes, even when you're trying to do things right, forklifts can be tricky.
They demand respect.
But when you actively abuse them, well, you're asking for trouble. This operator decides to do a burnout.
A burnout with a forklift.
Hits the forklift's tires against the asphalt, leaves a big, smoky, black rubber stripe on the ground.
Why would you even...
Source calls it a smoky demonstration of his idiocy. Adds that when his boss sees this, he will not be chuffed.
I should think not. That's just wasteful, damaging, pointless, really. Total disregard for the equipment, the property.
Yeah. Just
burning rubber for kicks.
Seems like it. Okay, so we've had intent, we've had accidents, but some forklift encounters are just plain bizarre.
Beyond accidents or revenge. Just weird.
Exactly. Let's look at a couple that really stand out for being completely unscripted, ranging from, well, destructive games to slightly quirky errands.
It is interesting how having powerful tools available can sometimes spark unusual ideas. Mm-hmm. People deviating from the manual in ways you just wouldn't expect.
Sometimes perplexing, sometimes weirdly fascinating, like you said.
It's that human element again. Creativity, maybe, or just impulse.
Well, this first one leans towards impulse, maybe. Forklift tag team battle.
Wait, battle, as in plural.
Oh, yeah. The source describes what goes wrong when a group of nutters decides to take each other on in the streets.
In forklifts, not like a fist fight.
Nope. Behind the wheel of their massive forklifts. Like a demolition derby, but with industrial equipment.
That sounds incredibly dangerous.
It starts off looking like they're skilled drivers, then one just makes a beeline for one of his mates. A little bump turns into chaos.
Oh boy.
Multiple operators pitting their machines against each other, like gladiators in the Colosseum, the source says.
For grief.
Eventually, carnage. At least one machine gets tipped over, the operator scrambling out.
That's terrifying. It highlights the extreme dangers of competitive misuse, turning tools into weapons for sport, the potential for serious injury, massive damage. It's huge.
You really have to wonder what they were thinking. Okay, on to something much, much lighter and kind of funny. Forklift versus shopping cart.
Shopping cart? How does that work?
You know when you go to a big box store and you need a cart, but they're all way out in the parking lot?
Yeah, happens all the time. Annoying.
Well, this skilled forklift operator decided to use his machine for a quick errand.
To get a shopping cart.
Yeah. Drove the forklift out into the parking lot full speed, too, just to grab a cart. Like a high-speed cart retrieval mission.
That's actually quite ingenious. Yeah. A bit playful. Using this skill for something totally mundane and unexpected.
Right. A bit of unscripted adventure. Yeah. Shows skill applied in a very, very unconventional way.
Definitely a creative solution to a common annoyance.
So, after all these stories, the chaos, the accidents, the weirdness, what does it all mean for you listening? Beyond the gasps and maybe the giggles.
Yeah, there's a serious point under all this, isn't there?
I think so. There's a real grounded takeaway about the tools we use.
Exactly. These stories, whether they're about, you know, fish spills from a simple mistake or someone intentionally wrecking a car, they all hammer home one critical point. Using a forklift is serious work, full stop.
Right.
These machines are incredibly powerful. They're vital to so many industries. And because of that power, they demand respect. They demand proper training, focused handling, constant awareness.
Understanding what they can do and what they can't or shouldn't do.
Precisely. Knowing those capabilities and limitations isn't just about avoiding ending up in one of these viral videos looking like a, well, a plunker.
It's fundamental.
It's fundamental to safety, to efficiency, to preventing damage to goods, property, and crucially, to people.
Yeah, it really underscores the responsibility that comes with operating heavy machinery. It's not just about you. It affects everything and everyone around you. Protecting people, keeping things running smoothly. That's the core of it.
Couldn't said it better.
Well, that was definitely a wild ride through some memorable forklift versus the world moments.
That certainly was.
We had vigilante justice, fishy disasters, door destruction, forklift ballet gone wrong, even that bonkers tag team battle. These machines are anything but dull when things go off script.
Indeed. And maybe it leaves us with a thought, you know. Next time you see one of these industrial workhorses doing its job, maybe just take a second.
Yeah.
Consider that immense power it wields. And think about that surprisingly thin line between smooth, efficient operation and absolute unpredictable chaos.
That's a great point. Which brings us to our final provocative thought for you to mull over today.
Okay.
What everyday machine do you interact with? Something maybe you totally take for granted. A car, a lawnmower, an appliance. What machine, if pushed to its absolute limits or put in, shall we say, profoundly the wrong hands, could create its very own Visa's the World highlight reel?
Something to think about.
Definitely. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.